Hello, I'm George, and today we'll speak about the climate influence on potato crop and also about the yield viability into the central part of Romania. This is a continuous work that we are doing here in Romania, and I'm one of the author, and the second one is Mr. Olteanu, which is present in the room, and I want to give him credits for all the help and all the support for this project. What is the objectives of what is the outline? What I want to show you today, it is that how the observed weather climate affected the favorability and risk zones for the potato crop in Romania into the study zone, and also to evaluate the performance of the crop modeling software, and I'm speaking here precisely about DSAT, in predicting yield into this various condition in Brașov area. The results from the current presentation are coming out of the continuous monitoring of climate of soil parameters in correlation with the vegetative development and yield for the potato crop. But before starting, let's position where Romania is. Let's speak about the method. The data which was used was coming from the National Weather Station from Brasov. We use the data about crop measurements, management, soil, and so on from the National Institute for Research and Development for Potato and Sugar Beet from Brasov. Also, we collected historical data about crop in Romania from the FAO stats and also from the National Statistical Institute. And for the forecast, we collected data from the European joint research project MARS. And for the simulation, we used the DSAT version 4.6, and we used the same cultivar, which is the Desire, and later on, which is the national potato breed, which is Christian, which is the same type of Desire, the same soil, calcaric phenozem in Brasov area, and the climate was set up for the humid continental climate. About Romania. Romania is in Southeast Europe. It has it is in the size the ninth largest country as surface in Europe. It has approximately 238,000 square kilometers, and it represents 5.4% of the total land of Europe, and the population is about 4.7. And why potato? Potato, it was chosen because it is one of those important top three crops in Romania, with accounting 2.4% of the total cultivated surface in Romania, which is an amount of 8.23 millions of hectares, out of which in Romania has 14.6 million hectares of arable land. And also, potato, it is a key component for the food security system in Romania. About potato in Romania, the first knowledge about potato comes from 18th century, and also it was promoted as a staple food crop starting with farming in 1800s. Also, even today, the potato it is considered the second bread in Romania. And about the technology, in the majority of the cases, even today, the potato is cultivated in small plots, as similar with what you saw into the previous presentation. And the only difference it was that in the period from 1960 to 1990s, all the land was consolidated and it was done into an industrial system cultivation. And this is leading us to what is the evolution of the potato crop in Romania. You have with blue the area harvested, and also you have with the line, with brown or something like that, the average yield. What you may notice is the average yield in Romania is quite low. It's around 16 ton per hectare. But if you are looking closely, you'll see that the trend of yield is increasing, and in the same time, the area cultivated is decreasing. Also, you may notice some changes. One of the changes related to agricultural system change, basically, when those big industrial farm was created at the level of Romania, where crop potato was cultivated on big surfaces, big areas, and you see that an increase into the average yield. And also you can see a drop at the beginning of 90s when the social regime changed and those big area of land was splitted, and then it was coming small plots of working the land. And this is moving us to the limiting factor for potato, and I was showing you the human-related limiting factors, which can be government and also the social change. But besides that, we need to take into consideration other factors which can be consequences, like reduced size of the agricultural size, quality of the planting materials, access to the financial instruments, low education, and climate change. And we are focusing here climate change, and why I put it this into this aspect. When we are speaking about variability and we are speaking about yield, we have to take into consideration other factors which may affect yield. And climate change, it is only one of these. And let's come dig a little bit about the environment into the Brașov area. This is the map of the soil map of Romania, and you see we have quite a various variable soils across country. And if we are speaking about climate, we have climate which is warm climate of plains. Into the southeastern we have the Black Sea, and also we have mountains which cold climate. And the area we have some very good area for cultivating potato between mountains onto the high plain table lands, and Brașov is one of that area, and you see it marked on the slide. More specific about the climate in Brașov and what we have noticed, what is the weather evolution during the vegetative period for the potato crop, which is from April to October. We notice that yearly total amount of rainfall on a long series of data from 1921 until 2015, we are seeing a decrease in the yearly average with around 150 millimeters. In the same time, for the same period, the temperature is increasing with plus 0.8 degrees Celsius. And also what is important is the accumulation of the growth degree days with a threshold of 8 degrees Celsius. It is increasing into the same period of time with 170 units. But, you know, this is not, from our point of view, this is not enough in order to characterize the weather, and you need to go further. And for that, we are picking a hydrothermal coefficient, which is the based on the Selyaninov aridity index, which was developed in 1930 by a Russian mathematician, which is splitting the area based on a different index, which is the ratio between the total rain into that period divided by the amount of the temperature greater than 10 degrees divided by 10. But this is a climate, and we have to take into consideration also the impact of the accumulated water, the reserve of the water in the soil. And for that, we was using a hydrothermal coefficient, which was modified by the Romanian Institute for Meteorology, which is based on the Selyaninov index. And this index, which is called K4 for this vegetative period, take into consideration the reserve of the water in the soil, which is accumulated prior to the planting. So as you see, we are making a ratio between the accumulated precipitation during pre-planting, which is multiplied by 0.6, plus the precipitation during the vegetative period, divided by the temperature, multiplied with 0.1. And this allow us to split the, to make a, let's say, a segmentation of the weather based on that, and we can have like six intervals from very dry to very wet. And if you are making analysis from 1910 to 2015 and also forecast for the for the future until 2030, what we may notice is that Brasov area at the beginning was in a humid climate, and the trend it is to go down and to go into a warmer, much more warmer climate. And as you see, from 1910 until 2015, the trend it is in a continuous decline. And this decline, it is continuing after this period, and the area, the favorability area, will move from moderate, which is currently, to more to dry. You saw that if you are looking onto the graph, we can see that the Brasov area transitions from humid climate to more warm climate at the beginning of the 1980s. And as a result, in order to ensure the potato crop yield sustainability, you need to apply irrigation into that area. Next, we will take some characteristics here which are positioned into the dry, moderate, and also optimal, and we'll try to do a simulation using DSAT and to see how good the model is performing into these conditions and how well are aligned with this hydrothermal coefficient. And we picked the year 2012, which was a very, let's say, difficult year for potato crop in Romania. As you may see here, we have quite a big stress of water. The production was quite low, and marked with brown dots are the measured value for the potato yield. What I want to point two things: the coefficient for determination, which is very low, and the prediction it is not accurate in this respect. Also, if we are looking to the dots, which are the measured value for the fresh tuber, you see that we have an increase, then decrease, and then increase, and then decrease, which is the resorption of the matter from the tubers. And this was not simulated, because if you are looking, the simulation gives even a growth or a flat growth, flat and so on, and we don't have any decrease. Then if we are moving for an optimal year, we see that the coefficient of determination, which is quite good, it can be improved with further calibration of the system. And also, if you are looking for a moderate year, we see that also the coefficient, it is good, and the prediction was very close to the measured yield at the end of the year. Here onto the left-hand side on the bottom, you see that we have quite a good correlation between the measured, simulated, and the K4 index that we was using. Also, we use this simulation to see if we are applying irrigation, and we had an experiment in 2015 with this, and we was able to validate these are simulated data, and we have a correlation, and we have it is aligned. Now, coming to conclusion. So I mentioned that the potato crop yield is quite low in Romania compared with the EU average, and it has a quite big variability year on year. And this is due to technological and organizational aspects of the agricultural sector, but also climate. The observed climate change in Brasov, it is defined by reduction of the total amount of rain into the period, slightly increased in temperature, and increased into the growing degrees days accumulation. Also, for the aridity index based on the modified Selyaninov coefficient, we see a continuous decline in the trend from 1910 until 2015, and the potato area in Brasov transition from optimal to dry. And also, related to the simulation, the yield simulation and measured are quite aligned with the K4, the hydrothermal coefficient, and the DSSAT overestimated the potential yield, except the case when it was, let's say, a particular year, the drought in 2012. And what we notice is that the simulation for the DSSR does not take into consideration the potato, the tuber resorption. We want to thank you, Monica, for the support that we got, and thank you for your attention on this.